Yo, Jason, you got that Roland Martin down?
What am I doing for Roland?
You know, that Roland Martin intro.
Does he even really need an intro? I mean, come on. It's Roland. He talks, and he talks some more.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, Roland Martin's here.
He's back. Roland, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm probably about 80%, feeling a lot better, Tom. This bug been kicking my behind, but antibiotics is a great job, so it's all good. Glad to be
back.
Thanks, everybody, for all the prayers and the well wishes. Thank you so very much. You know, Tom, we pushed hard, you know, voting in this last election and really fighting voter suppression. But the Associated Press, they have released this breakdown where black folks voted at a higher rate in the last election than even white Americans. That's how significant the efforts were that we and others took place in terms of this whole voting deal. But what does it all mean? What does it mean for the future? I want to turn right now to Emory University professor Andrea Gillespie. She's a political science professor, and she's really focused a lot on black politicians, black voters. Hey, Doc, this is a lot of people say, well, you know, you hear these studies, but this is a major deal, the massive black turnout in 2012.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the first time in American history that blacks have turned out at a higher rate than whites. So, you know, leading up to the Voting Rights Act, black turnout was, you know, extremely depressed because blacks couldn't vote. And even after blacks were able to turn out and vote, they were never able to turn out at the same rate that whites were able to. So they came very close to tying it in 2008, but they surpassed it in 2012. It's never happened before. And especially given the fact that most political scientists attribute lower voter turnout rates to things such as socioeconomic disadvantage, so the fact that blacks are still relatively socioeconomically disadvantaged and they still turned out at a higher rate is, you know, amazing and is something that should be noted and celebrated.
Do you have breakdowns of demographics to ages and genders?
I don't have that. If you look online at exit polling data, what we can see is sort of how it breaks down by overall percentage of the electorate. So what portion of the electorate was, you know, blacks age 18 to 29 and blacks age 20, you know, to 25 to 34 and other types of things. But it won't break it down as to the overall percentage of the population. So you'll see if you break it down sort of fractionally, each group will make up 1 to 2% of the overall electorate. And then you could break that down to see how much they make in that larger population, but I can't break it down off the top of my head that way.
What we do know, though, Tom, is that young voters, though, were really disenchanted because of voter ID laws. And so we saw those studies. University of Chicago had a study that came out before the election that played a critical role. And Doc, even though 2012 has passed, you still are seeing the voter ID law laws being passed. Arkansas overruled their governor and recently passed it. So although we turned out massive numbers, a lot of that is due to the reelection of a black president, black voters still need to understand that we have to be as vigilant in every election going forward.
Especially 2014.
Absolutely. I mean, so usually voter turnout in midterm elections is lower than it is in presidential elections. Those are apples and oranges. So you can't compare 2008 to 2010 to 2012 going forward. And so turnout usually is lower because there isn't a top of the ticket race like a president to kind of really drive people to turn out and vote. So I think the key here is to think about mobilization, that asking your neighbor to turn out and vote, having campaigns knock on doors and personally ask for votes, that phone banking, not the robocalls, but the personal phone banking. That's the thing that drives out turnout. The Obama campaign had, you know, a top rate get out the vote voter identification effort, and you could see that being supplemented by other groups who told people that even if folks are trying to prevent you from exercising your right to vote, here's the education that you need, here's how you stand against it. Those types of education efforts are what are needed to actually offset anybody's attempt to try to get blacks from turning out to vote, and it actually helps to increase voter turnout and establish a habit of voting that's actually really, really important.
Well, also, I want black folks to know we showed that kind of power in 2012 in the presidential election. We should be able to maintain that in local elections, state elections, because all those matter just as much as the presidential race.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is not just, you know, once every 4 years. You should be voting every year. You should be voting anytime there's an election.
I think they ought to, what needs to happen for us to turn out like that again is the Republicans tell us we can't vote, because that's, I think voter suppression is what did it for us.
I agree, Tom. I agree. Yeah. 100%.
You tell us we can't do something, and then we want to do it.